Morning, friends. All right, I get to lead you today. Exciting, right? All right, let's start off with a little prayer. Lord, we thank you for bringing us all here today, and we ask you just bless my words and that they would be impactful from you, and that we can go from here growing together as a family of friends and believers, Lord. In your name, amen. So, as you can or may have seen, I'm going to be talking about pruning a bit today. We'll start off by reading John 15, 1 through 17. So it says, I am the vine, or I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to your Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other. So let's look at pruning a little bit. As it's mentioned a fair bit in here about the vine and the branches. When John wrote this, it was fairly common knowledge, as most people and places had fruit trees and vineyards of some kind, and the culture was wrapped around a lot of this at that time. I currently have 4 mature fruit trees and have had to learn to take care of them, and here's some of the stuff that I've found. I'll start by explaining some of the different parts of the tree, for example, and how they affect the tree as a whole. So the branches. There's different types of branches, if you guys didn't notice. There's ones called water shoots, for example. They're very fast growing, 2 to 3 feet per year, with lots of leaves, and they look very vibrant. But unfortunately, these branches spend most of their time and energy growing themselves up above the tree, where it is vulnerable to storms because of its quick growth. It is one of the weakest branches. It also consumes so much energy growing and putting out leaves that it produces almost no fruit or weak fruit, and pulls energy from the tree, thus making water shoots very ineffective. They get pruned every year. Crossing branches. These are branches of any type or size that cross each other. The abrasive relationship between the branches causes hurtful damage to the tree, leading to an opening for disease to kill the branches and sometimes the tree. These branches bear little or no fruit. They can be corrected, however, by forcefully binding them apart. And if that doesn't work, one or all are cut off. This needs to be watched for all year round. Low-hanging branches. These are the branches that are underneath all the other ones and have to reach out really far to get out to the sunlight. They grow under all the others. They are struggle to reach the sunlight or overreach to reach the sunlight while in the shade of the others. They break when in storms as they're not strong enough to weather them, and they're very vulnerable to this, which can then cause much damage to the tree, as they're usually the lower ones. They need to be pruned or have their growth end cut so that they stop growing outward, but they start strengthening in themselves. They can grow strong enough under the shelter and shield of the other branches, as those other branches shield them from the storms of especially snow. But low-hanging branches bear poor to little fruit until they are pruned and grow strong enough to bear fruit for themselves. Downward branches are absolutely undesirable. They will grow straight down to the ground, which makes pruning harder for the gardener, and take a lot longer. If you don't know this about fruit trees, the branches are so hard and tough that they'll actually cut and rip your clothes as you're pruning. They're very, very abrasive. We're very kind of naive to how fruit trees are, because we got a lot of softwoods up here. But anyways, I've torn lots of shirts and coats pruning my trees, usually in anger at that point. The downward branches, they can grow all the way to the ground, and they allow insects, like tent caterpillars, for example, to climb up into the tree and nearly kill the tree. They also allow animals such as mice or squirrels or whatever to come into the tree and make a mess of your tree too. And they do this because the gardener usually sets up a defense at the trunk of the tree that protects the entire tree from foreign things that the gardener doesn't want in there. If fruit is produced, typically is quickly eaten up by insects or animals, or it touches the ground and rots, these branches are completely growing the wrong direction and need to be cut off at the base. They're the most abrasive, offensive branches to the gardener. So now we get a scaffold branch. Now, by its name, you can probably guess, but I'll explain it to you anyways. It's a very large, strong, and healthy branch. While this type bears some fruit itself, it is actually the smaller supported branches growing from it that produce a lot of good fruit due to proper energy investment and great pruning practices. These are very desirable branches. Fruit spears. Again, you can probably tell by their name what their purpose is. They are very slow growing, only 1 or 2 inches a year. Very, very strong. Like I said, these are the ones that can cut your clothing as you're pruning. And they're usually supported by a scaffold branch. They spend most of their energy producing great fruit and can hold on to the fruit through storms. These are also very desirable branches. So that leads us to our comparison. So if Christ is the vine, or tree in this case, and God is the caretaker or pruner, and we are the branches, like it said in verse 5, I'll read it again here. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Then apart from Christ, we are dead, bearing no fruit. The branches that have fallen are burned in the fire. But those that respond well to corrective prunings from God are rooted in the Word and working to bear good fruit for the honor and glory of Christ, and will be able to weather the storms that are coming. So what kind of branch are you? What kind of branch are you trying to be? Are you growing in the right direction? Are you supporting those around you? Are you abrasive to those and others, causing them harm? Are you bearing fruit? Are you grafted into the tree that is Christ and rooted in the Word of God? Or are you lying on the ground, broken and alone? If you are, there is hope. Let's read Romans 11:11. Again I ask, did they stumble so as to fall beyond recovery? Not at all. Rather, because of their transgression, salvation has come to the Gentiles to make Israel envious. But if their transgression means riches for the world and their loss means riches for the Gentiles, how much greater riches will their full inclusion bring? I'm talking to you Gentiles, and as much as I am the apostle to the Gentiles, I take pride in my ministry, in the hope that I may somehow arouse my people to envy and save some of them. For if their rejection brought reconciliation to the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? If the part of the dough offered as first fruits is holy, then the whole batch is holy. If the root is holy, so are the branches. If some of the branches have been broken off, and you, though a wild olive shoot, have been grafted in among the others, and now share in the nourishing sap from the olive root, do not consider yourself to be superior to those other branches. If you do, consider this. You do not support the root, but the root supports you. You will say then, branches were broken off so that I could be grafted in. Granted, but they were broken off because of unbelief. And you stand by faith. Do not be arrogant, but tremble. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he will not spare you either. Consider, therefore, the kindness and sternness of God. Sternness to those who fell, but kindness to you, provided that you continue in his kindness, otherwise you also will be cut off. And if they do not persist in unbelief, they will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. After all, if you were cut out of an olive tree that is wild by nature, and contrary to nature were grafted into a cultivated olive tree, how much more readily will these, the natural branches, be grafted in to their own olive tree? Apostle Paul shows us that if we humble ourselves before God and through faith in Christ Jesus, we can be grafted into Christ and nourished by Him and pruned by God. The more we are pruned, the stronger we are, preparing us for greater storms and to serve Christ better. So parents, guide your children. And all of us should be looking for how God is pruning us as a church and as a family and as individuals. I'll leave you at this point. The point is to be a fruit-bearing branch that glorifies Christ, not the branch itself. That's all I got, so hopefully that works. But anyways, let's pray. Lord, we thank you again so much for bringing us all together here. Lord, we ask that you just use these words to guide us and strengthen us again as a body of believers and a family of believers, Lord. That we would always remember that you are holding us up just as a tree holds up the branches. And that you will nourish us and you will take care of us. And that you will prune us to be what you need us to be, so that we can bear great fruit for you, Lord, serving you through the rest of our lives. Lord, I ask that you just bless us today in great abundance, Lord, that we can do works for you in this community and wherever we go, and serve you greater, Lord. In your name, amen.